In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I did not come into the world to save the world. I did not come into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. Whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him, the word that I spoke. These are strong words here that our Lord is bringing up to justify him as he's coming at the very end of his ministry before he's going to enter into his passion. And so he's being very clear to those who are around him. St. John portrays him as such. And so he says, I came into the world to save the world, but not to condemn the world. It's the exact same thing that he says in John 3:17. Remember John 3:16? We had that, I think it was 2 weeks ago on a Wednesday or thereabouts, where it says, for God so loved the world that he came... God so loved the world that he sent his only son, that all who believe in him might not perish, but might have everlasting life. That's 16. And 17 says, he came into the world not to judge the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So he's just saying the same thing that he said at the very beginning of the gospel, reiterating here, but reminding them that his words are powerful. That whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him. He's saying, I'm not the one who's come to judge, to condemn, to destroy anyone. I've actually come to save everyone within the world. That's what his mission is, to be salvation. That's what the name of Jesus means. The name Jesus means he saves. He saves. That's all that the name of Jesus means. It means he saves. And so he came for that very purpose, not to condemn, not to destroy, not to push people out or away, but in order to save. But he says, whoever rejects me and does not accept my words has something to judge him, the word that I spoke. And the word that he spoke, he says, will condemn him on the last day, because I did not speak on my own, but only the things of the Father who sent me, and he commanded me to say and to speak. Somebody shared something with me interesting in the past week. Interesting and not in a good way, though. But I'll share it with you because you're like our special ones here. You're the ones who are here always, and so we can share these difficult things together. And so it's not something to get something off my chest that I share it with you in this way, but just to deliver you something that also iterates here, which is going on in the Scripture. Somebody shared something with me, Father, you know so-and-so over there and their family, they hate you. They hate you. Oh, I didn't know that. So going on, discussing with them further, I said, what is it? What is it about them? I said, oh, Father, you don't have to worry about them, but they do. They really do. And it's because of something that you said. Something that you said, and what you said to them when you were talking about sin at one time, that they took as though you were speaking it directly to them and throwing them and accusing them of something. But you weren't doing that, and I know that. I was there. And you were just speaking about sin in general, but it just happened to be the very same sins that they were struggling with. And so because you spoke about those things in their presence, they don't want to change, that they've in turn said that they hate you and want nothing to do with you. I share that with you as something saying that that's an exact same thing which is following here, is it not? The exact same thing. So what our Lord is speaking here is that he himself has come to save, not to judge or condemn others, but rather to speak life. His life, as he says, what he has to say is eternal life, which is coming out of his mouth. That's what the words that he came to speak. And he himself doesn't come to reject anyone, but the one who rejects him and does not accept his words has something that judges them, which is the words that are spoken, the words of truth, the words that are really intended for life. But the one who rejects those, he says, those words which I spoke will condemn them on the last day, because he doesn't speak on his own. He speaks only the things which are passed down. And so it's the same thing. It's the same thing here. When something which is spoken here, which is strong, which is the word of God, it should absolutely cut each and every one of us. Every time we come to Mass, every time, there should be one of two reactions that happen. And I've shared it with you before because you're our daily Mass goers, but I'll reiterate it in here, that every time you come to Mass, whether it's a weekend or a weekday, one of two things should happen. If you came in feeling really good, probably what should happen is that the word of God, when it's spoken to you, should cut you in some way. And you should leave feeling maybe not as high as you were before, because now you know that there's something in your life that needs to change in response to these words of Jesus Christ that give life when you yourself aren't living up to them. Or if you yourself, on the converse, are coming here to Mass and you're feeling totally low, like you've got no strength, like you've got no answers, like you're in a confusion, like you're in darkness, the Word of God should, when you come here at Mass, it should lift you up in some way. So that when you come from here, you hear those words and you go, yes, that's what I'm striving to go for. Yes, I know that it's a word that I need to follow through with, but I'm latching onto that thing which brings encouragement in this way. And so everyone should come into Mass one way, in essence, and leave in Mass another way. And really, if you're paying strong attention, probably both should happen every time you come to Mass. cut in the ways in which you don't measure up to the high values which God puts out there in his words of life, but at the same way encouraged, because if he's saying them, then you know it's the way to find God more deeply. That when I change my life and he's going to be there to aid me in changing it, then I'm going to be there, because God doesn't come into the world to condemn anyone. In fact, the priest, in the same way, sent as the priest of Jesus Christ himself, is sent for not but to just say the things which Christ himself has said and to make them practicable in that way and strongly put them forward. So his word should do the exact same thing. The exact same thing as is going on there, that the priest might come in order to save, not to condemn or not to judge, but that through the words which are spoken there, they would be the thing that we are going to be measured up against, because they're not the priest's words, and they're not even the words as our Lord is speaking about here. They're not even Jesus Christ's words, but they are the words given to him, granted him by the Father, though the Father and he are one in the very same way. And hopefully your priest and Jesus Christ and the Father are one, and hopefully you and your priest and Jesus Christ and the Father are one. That is really what the Lord is calling for you and I to do with this. And so where should this lead you and I to? Is to ask our Lord, what is there that is still needing to be cut away within my life? When you come to Mass, ask our Lord, I'm not going to like it, but I'm here. Cut me. I'm willing to be cut a little bit so that you yourself can show me the way that leads more to eternal life. I don't want these words to come against me on the last day, which ultimately will condemn me, so help me to live by them now, because your words are spirit and life. When I'm here, Lord, also I know that if I just get cut, then I'm going to go away in a place and think that I can't do better. So I'm going to need you also to give me that encouragement too. So I'm open to both each and every time I come to Mass. Cut me, Lord, so that I can follow you better, but also give me the encouragement that I need not to give up in the midst of the fight, to remember that you love me, that you've come not to condemn me, that you're not here to reject me even in the slightest bit, but you're here just that I may hear your word, be transformed by your word, and though I walked in here into darkness, then I may leave here in light. Because everybody who believes in you, remains not in darkness, but walks in that light. For I know, just as you spoke here at the end of the gospel today, that this commandment of yours is eternal life. Lord, help me to hold to it all the more and attain to that same life which you give in abundance. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.